Shus Moda Asra, it's good to see some good friends. And Rav Dudi and Ronnie Joseph, and I used to live here in London, so very good to be back and say a little Chabura and share some Divrei Torah with you this morning. The topic today is self-esteem in the marketplace. And my topic, as a psychotherapist and lawyer in Canada and America, is the idea of how to achieve Galus Ha'adam, the Alta Slobodka. I wrote a book about the Alta Slobodka called Bring Out the Best, is on the basis of what is Galus Ha'adam, what is the greatness of man? The greatness of man is, the definition of that is self-esteem. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve greatness. You can achieve greatness in your family, in your learning, in Torah, and also in this recessionary time, in the marketplace as well. So where do we have the idea of self-esteem and the marketplace in Torah? Says the Torah in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chadalet, V'yikachim v'yavirim es ha-nachal, v'yaver es ha-sheloi. V'yivaser Yaakov levadoi, v'yayavek ish imoi ad alos ha-shachar. Says Rashi, v'yivaser Yaakov levadoi. We're all feeling that levadoi out there in the marketplace on the plank of recessionary time. Vivasu Yaakov shachach pachim ktani. He forgot pachim ktani. The chazar aleihem, Gemara Chulin, Tzadi Aleph, he returned to get the pachim ktani. He was chazar on using his gashmius, his materialism, his parnasa. He was chazar achar on parnasa. Vivasu Yaakov levadoi. What happened as he was facing levadoi after he was seeking his parnasa? Everything counts, every dollar counts, every pound counts. V'yaveik ish imoy ad alos ha-shachar. Says the Sephorno, who is this ish imoy? Who is this ish imoy? According to the Gemara Baba Basra, he says, Shishkimu rova mefarshim, says the Kliyakar. Kliyakar says, Shishkimu rova mefarshim, shamalach zehu samoel. This malach, who fought against Yaakov Avinu, was Samael. Sarai Shal Esav, the officer of Esav. Hanikra Samael was called Samael. Hashem Kikol Cheftzai V'ishai L'Sama Inei Ha'adam. Why is it Samael? What does Suma mean? Suma means a blind person. So the Yetzer Hara, Samael, the Satan, wants to try to blind us with the inappropriate priorities in life. Samael, Suma, with a hakoisai be varona to cause him blindness, spiritual blindness, but la hakoisai Suma me'en hasichli, to remove his intellectual clarity, his rational mind of what is priority in life, and to blind us. Ad ashaluicha yuchal haroye lirois b'maros ha'emes. So a person will not be able to see the truth. Love of Aliros Pnei Hashem, to see the truth of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyachol. The love of Besor Hashem, to come into the council of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lireav Besisrei HaTorah, to learn Torah. Ki Hu Satan. The word Satan, says my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira in Yerushalayim, Satan comes to the word Satiya. Satan means Satiya. He tries to move you, to veer you off the Derech HaNachon, to Derech HaEmes. Satiya. Satan, to move you off, to veer you off the Derech. Who Malach HaMavetz? Who Yetzer Hara? Quotes the Gemara Bava Basra, Tazdai. So the Malach Malcolm Samael, Yetzer Hara, Malach HaMavetz are all the same ish. That person, that being, that fought with Yaakov Avinu was this Samael when he was out trying to achieve Parnasa for his family, to bring back everything that he had to use in the Shem Shemayim. It says the Gemara that the Kliyakar just quoted, Tazdai Amid Aleph, in Bava Basra. He says, Amar Shlokish, who Satan, who Yetzer Hara, who Malach HaMavetz? And he brings a raya, who Satan, Dichsiv, Yetzer HaSatan, Yetzer Pnei Hashem, who Yetzer Hara, Ksiv, Hasam, Rak, Ra, Kol Hayoyim, Rak, Ra, Kol Hayoyim, is the Satan, the Raya is, this is the Malach HaMavetz, Rak, Ra, Kol Hayoyim. Uksiv Hacha, Rak Est Nafsho Shamor, Rak Elav Al Tishlach Yadol. Who Malach HaMaves? So he says, the Malach HaMaves and the Satan are compared by a Gzeira Shava. The word that compares the Mayitzahara and Satan is Rak, only. Says on this the Marsha, what is Rak? And the word Ach is a mute. The word Rak means a mute, a limitation. The Yitzhahara is to try to limit us, to limit you, to give you, call you a number. That's why the Isser in counting a Yid, the Isser on the chait of Davar Melech, to count a census of the Jews, is you're number one, you're number two, you're 17. It limits us. Your own number, you're 17, you're 47, you're 402,000. It limits us. A Jew ain't mazal Yisrael. We can't be limited by a number. You're not a number. You are parchavas adas. You will go beyond the limitation. Yitzhahara wants to limit us, to move our priorities off the right direction. So the word of the Yitzhahara, the essence, says the Marsha, of the Yitzhahara of Malach HaMaves, by the Gzeira Shava of Rak, is limitation. That is the Yitzhahara. Let's take a look at the note I just gave you out here from the Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler, the Chelek Hey, on page 469, says the following on this shot. Hamalach Amar LeYaakov, if everyone has a copy. Yes? Hamalach Amar LeYaakov, Shalcheini Ki Al HaShachar, Reish Lamabes. Let me go because the dawn has come. Pirish Rashi, but Tzarech Ani Loimar Shira Bayoyim. I have to say Shira in the daytime. Vayim Gemara Chulim Shamar Miyom Shenivresi Loigi Azmani Loimar Shira Ad Ashav. This Malach HaMaves, this Samael, this Yitzhara, was created and was never able to say Shira until this moment. Let me go, the dawn has come, because I now have to say Shira. What is this Shira? Vabir Ki Lechol Inyan Yesh Siba V'yesh Tachlis. Everything has a cause and an effect. Tachlis Yitzer Hi Sheyinutzach Al Yedei HaToiv. Unbelievable word from the Rav Dessler. We always hear that what the Rav Dessler, that what the Yitzhahara, Samael, Malach HaMaves is, the Baal Davar, he wants to destroy us, he wants to kill us, he wants to take us down, he wants to block us. What does he say over here? And we don't learn this. Says Rav Dessler, the purpose of the Yitzhahara is that it should be defeated on Yedei HaToiv. His tachlis is, the cause is that the fight, and the result is he wants to be defeated. Al Yedei Bechiras HaAdam. Bechiras HaAdam means, choice means harhava. Limitation, Yitzhahara means you're limited. You only see one thing. Only go after the goof. You only go after the passions of the body. That Bechira, choice, everything is open. That is Gadlus Adam. That is, says the Meshach Chaim, what is Tzelem Elohim? What is Tzelem Elohim? Tzelem Elohim, the image of Hashem, is Bechira. You give effect to your Tzelem Elohim, you can make it alive. You bring it alive through free choice. Free choice, Bechira is Harchava. It's wide open choices. We have opportunities. We have business opportunities. We have ideas. We think big. The Yitzhahara says, no, think small. It's a recession on. We have to think small, think to only this market, think beyond the market, says Bechira. V'hainu gilui kevoida yisbarach. What is the ultimate Bechira? The ultimate Bechira is to megale kvod shamayim, to reveal kvod shamayim. Or denatzach lechayshech. Light defeats darkness. Vasiba. And what is the siba? What is the cause which leads to this victory of light over darkness? Nilchemes Hayetzer Shekadam Lazer. This milchema, the war of the Yitzhahara against the Yitzhahara Tov, before this victory of light over darkness, is the cause, and the effect is the victory of the Yitzhahara Tov over the Yitzhahara. V'zeu Mash Amar Ki Ala HaShachar. The Shachar has come. The dawn has come. It's time for me to sing Shira. Pirush Shekvar Menutzachu. He's already been defeated by Yaakov. The Yitzhahara has been defeated by the Yitzhahara Tov. V'yegia HaShah, she is Gala Zeh Bria. And the time has come for me to reveal this in the Bria. V'zehu Bechinas Shira. When we sing on Shabbos, when we sing Shira, is a zman of completion. It's completion of a circle, says Rav Moshe. We sing when we're happy, at a chasana, at a simcha, at a Shabbos, at a Yom Tov. We sing because we have hachavas adas. We are open, we're full, we're complete, we have simcha. Whereas tzimtzum, we cry, bechi, bechi, bechia, navaicha means we are closed in. Right? We are closed in, we are blocked in. The status quo is hurting us, therefore we have no clarity, we don't see the future, we don't see any options. So bechia means it covers our eyes, we don't see clearly, it's a summa. V'zeo bechina shira, perush havas oishroi, contentment, the bringing of contentment, shezacha, sheyavo gilu yizeh ayado v'adaso ala v'zeo tachlitzoi. He is happy, the Yetzer Hara is happy, that he brought about this hachavas adas of Yaakov Vinu, became from Yaakov, Ekev, and the heel, to Yisrael, Yashar Kel, Yisrael, Yashar Kel. He is happy. Yetzer Hara wants to be defeated. It's unbelievable to hear such an idea, I believe. Because we hear that Yetzer Hara wants to win, he wants to destroy us, he's a Baal Dabar, he wants this Malach HaMavet, Suma. And comes along of that, so it says, no. He wants, his tachlis, his purpose is, he wants you to defeat him. He wants you to go beyond limitation, rock, and he wants you to have a chalas, he wants light, and that's his purpose. And that's why he said, now it's time for me to sing Shira. Now I want to tell the world that I have finally been defeated. Alkein lo ratza oy nis'aki v'n Yaakov. Therefore he did not want to stay anymore with Yaakov. Ki me'achar shekvar nutzach, after he's been defeated, ein od inyan sheyeh le asmacha shiyat shaykhus imada. He does not have any more shaykhus with me. The HR doesn't have to stay by me anymore. I want to go sing Shira. I want to go and sing the Rechav Shemesh. I want to come and say my Shira in the morning. Because I no longer have to stay by you anymore. The HR doesn't have to stay with us anymore. He wants to go and sing the Shira to the world that I have been defeated. I want to tell the world that I've been defeated. Umash amar miyom shini breisi lo iki azmani. And that's what he said. That from the time that I was created, my zman has not come. Perush shad Yaakov lo haya menutzach de bechinas shlemus. Until then, of course, he was defeated by Avraham Avinu. He was defeated by Yitzchak by the Akedah. So why not only by now he was able to sing Shira? Because he was not defeated b'shlemus. Kiadua shemidas Yaakov hu ashlemus. The midah of Yaakov is shlemus, his completion, his perfection, his oishir, his contentment. The yavo Yaakov shalem. Yaakov came shalem, and therefore his midah of shlemus, and then finally, the Yetzirah wants to be defeated, and he finally has this moment of opportunity, and he's been defeated. So, our economy, our manufacturing economy in the past 30, 40 years has changed to an information economy. The informational highway. And therefore, what is our main resource today? The mind. Education, the mind, hachavas adas, beyond limitation. For this, we need something called self-efficacy. Self-efficacy means I am able, I believe in myself, I believe in my company, I believe in my ideas, I believe in my innovation, because I want to go beyond my narrowness, my narrow thinking. So what happens when we have tzimtzum? What happens when we have a negative recession? The deal does not succeed, profits are down, customers leave us, promotion doesn't happen. We need something called, in psychology, called resilience. Resilience is to bounce back and to say, I'm not going to be taken down. I'm not going to stay in this tzimtzum. I'm not going to stay in this somayil, in this lack of clarity. I'm going to keep my open mind and my broad mind and bounce back and go to harchavas adas. That even if I'm challenged, I'm not going to break because I'm challenged, because we have difficulty in life. I'm going to go beyond the challenge. So what happens when we give in to the Yetzer Hara, we give in to the Sama, we give in to the word Ra, not only, what can I do? It's a recession. Muskerechtin. I can't handle this. Or our egos are hurt. Our male egos, we're supposed to be providers. That also hurts me as well. I'm provide. I lose my own sense of trust, my belief in myself. We have to gain and regain in our lives today, based on the idea of b'chira, a sense of gadlus ha'adam, and apply that to the marketplace. We have to regain our sense of assertiveness. And one way to do that is to write down one's goals. The highly successful people in life write down, actually write, I know my goals, no, write them down. My goals for this month are X. I'm going to do this, I'm going to achieve this. Write down a strategy to achieve one's goals. Go beyond the current limitation of the marketplace and achieve those goals by writing them down and work toward those goals. Rely on and dig deep into our own resourcefulness, my own creativity, and our own seichel, on our own MS. I can do this, we can achieve this, we can figure this out. And by being an oila samit, to be a consistent oila, is hard to do. One of our rabbis said to me, the most important pasuk in the Torah is, Ola samit, ha'asuya v'har sinai kireach nechayach ish al Hashem. The most important pasuk is to be an oila samit, a consistent offering to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Get up every morning, keep going, don't give up, don't be taken, brought down by the tzaddik. The Eitzar wants to be defeated. He wants to sing Shira that we defeated him. And one of the keys in bringing out the best in ourselves and our employees is to sublimate the ego and to bring out the best in others by using positive feedback to our employees, giving them encouragement, compliment, praise. And you can only do that if you believe in yourself. One only can, you know, the Gemara says, Hava leaf soil, b'muma poiso. Someone wants to criticize somebody else, what you're really doing is, you're criticizing yourself. You're revealing your own criticism. It's called, in psychology, projection. If I see something wrong in somebody else, the reason is I see it is because I have something wrong with myself. So if I put down an employee, if I put down my wife, if I put down my children, if I put down people around me, the reason why I'm doing that is because I do not feel valued in my own self. And we have to regain, reconnect with our own Tzelem Elokim, our own Bechira, our own Gadlus HaAdam, our own Tzelem Elokim that Hashem believes in us, as Ama Nivchar, nationally also, personally also chosen. And this invites to ourselves thoughts of innovation. The key here to overcome the Yetzirah is Harchava, is innovation, to innovate. And if we can solve these issues by using positive language on ourselves, I can do this, self-encouragement, self-talk, of positivity, and come up with some, here's a key word in psychology today and in the marketplace, is brainstorming. I'm a big believer in brainstorming. Sit down with my executives, sit down with my partners, and say, how can we go beyond this marketplace? How can we go beyond this tzimtzum? And from there, we can come up to ideas of being outside the box, to be creative and outside the box. I know this is a very American term, right? But nevertheless, we have to be outside the box, which means defeat the Yetzirah. It sort of says, rock, stay inside the box. Rock only, limitation. And Hakamas does means to go beyond. So I want to just do a little exercise. If you just turn over your sheet. And you can do this, not only for yourself, but for your employees, or people you work with, your partner, or your spouse, or your kids. A little exercise. If you have a pen, and draw a circle. Divide it up into six sections. Divide it up into six sections. One down the middle, across, and then diagonal. Six sections. A person has six self-concepts. A person has six parts of their personality with which they interact with the world. Number one. So label the first section, intellect. And write down one koyach you have of intellect. Write it down in that circle. Write down one of your koyachs of intellect. And write down a personal koyach. You mark down intellect on the outside, like sort of on the outside, the label, the section on the outside of the arc. And in the arc, in the pie, Write down what koyach you have of intellect. Write down a positive strength you have. And you can do this with your spouse and with your children to help bring out the best in themselves by hachavas adas, to believe in themselves. So number one, what is your a koyach you have of intellect? What is your gadol adam? What kind of mind do you have? Is it a rational mind? Is it a creative mind? Are you organized? Are you imaginative? Are you resourceful? What kind of strength do you have of mind? Next section. Social skills. What kind of businessman are you in terms of your motivating employees? Are you an encourager? Are you a motivator? Are you kind? Are you trustworthy? Are you innovative? What kind of social skills do you have? And this applies to both our homes, also our business, and our families. Use our social skills to connect with other people. Use it for feedback, positive feedback, communication. Third section, midos. Write down your top midah. What is your best midah? What do I mean by best midah? Do you know who we are? It says the Talmud Devarim. A person is that midah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that comes most naturally to you. Which midos? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says, Az Yashir Moshe, Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. This is my God and I will glorify Him. How do you glorify God? So the Gemara says, Anveihu is made up of two words. Anveihu, which means Ani V'Hu. Mahu Rachum Af Ata Rachum. Mahu Chanun Af Ata Chanun. How do you glorify God? By being like Him. Like being like God. Gadlus Adam, the greatness of man, means being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what? In His midos. What midos are there of Hashem? Only the midos that He told us about Himself. We only know about Hashem what He told us about. What did He tell us about Himself? Hashem Hashem, Keil, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Haphaim, Rav Chesed, Emes, Notche Chesed, Talat Notche, Avon, Vash, Vachat, Vachat, Vachat. All we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what He told Him about Himself. Therefore, which midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did He blow into you? Vayipach be'avav nishmas chayim. He blew into Adam. A living spirit means He blew into Adam a midah. All the midos. But us, as mini Adam, Hashem blew into each of us a specific pure midah, a top midah, which is our connection to this world, our connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which is it? Hashem Hashem means, so on the side, write down these definitions, and I want you to plug in one of those, which is your personality, which is your midah toivah. Hashem Hashem means, Ani Hashem Kodem Achit, Ani Hashem Achar Achit, which means consistency. Are you consistent, persevering, never give up? Is that your strongest midah? Hashem Hashem. Kale, power. Mighty in Chesed, power. Are you a leader? Are you charismatic? Are you motivator? Is that your strongest midah? Keil. Rachum. Compassion. Rachum comes from the word rechem. The womb. A mother is compassionate. So rachamim, are you a compassionate person? Merciful for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Chanun. Chain. Chain is empathy. Is sensitivity. Is down to earth. Genuine. Is that your strongest midah? Mahu chanun, afata chanun. He is chin adik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol. So therefore some of us have that chin. Because Hashem blew chin into us, and we act with that chin. We give out kvod shamayim. Chanun. Erech apayim. Patience. Relaxed. Mellow. Very American. Chilled out. And the new word in America now for being chilled or relaxed is called chillaxed. So I asked these kids, you know, Friday night, they're hanging out tonight. These kids were off the derech, and they're sitting smoking somewhere in some old age home outside the front. And I go, what are you doing? I said, we're just chilling. I said, what does chilling mean? Just doing whatever we want to do, and no one's telling us to go here or there. That's what they want. They want just to be their own person. And they say, we're just chillaxing. That's what they want. They don't want to do. They don't want to be told what to do. They want their own space. Chillaxed. That's chanun chin. You tell someone's chin. But noyach matzah chin, the ene Hashem. You know someone's cane in their eyes. Hi, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Good to see you, welcome. That's a person's cane. Erech Abayim, patience. Rav Chesed, Harbei Chesed. Always doing, always baking a cake for somebody, helping someone who just had a baby, someone in the hospital, Bikur Cholim, Tamchei Shabbos, Rav Chesed. Is that your Nida? Is that, you're always thinking how I can help somebody else, Rav Chesed. MS, honesty, integrity, personal conviction, MS, honesty. Noitzer Chesed, creative. To create Chesed, La'alafim, that affects thousands. Noitzer Chesed, Yitzira Chesed, the creator of Chesed. What's Noitzer Chesed? A person who's creative with music, with art, and with ideas. And in business, we need to be creative today. We have to think deep in our own selves, say, how can I recreate myself? How can I recreate my business? How can I go to other markets? How can I go to corollary businesses and say, I can go beyond myself, beyond rack, beyond limitation, to go creative. And Noitzer Avon V'Fesha V'Chata is forgiving. I forgive you. Please, write down one of those, or two of those midos, which most speak to you, which resonate with you, as your strongest mida that Kosh Baruch Hu gave you. Which one is your strongest mida? It could be one, it could be two. One from the din side, MS, strength. One from the rachamim side, one from the chesed side, one from the male side, one from the female side. Says Rav Moshe, everything is based in right and left. You being small, so you have one from the right side, strong side, one from the soft side, from the gentle side, from the chesed side, ava, yira. So which midos are your strongest midos? And then write it down. And this is an important thing for us to do for our children as well. Our job as parents, that's just a side issue besides marketplace, is our job as parents is to tell our children who they are. What do you mean who they are? Do you know who you are? You are the strongest midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He placed inside your being. That's who you are. You are chesedic, you are chenedic, you are emistic, you are creative, you are strong, you are charismatic, you are a leader, you're consistent. Our job as parents is to bring out to our children the best in them. What does that mean? What is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they best emulate? That's who they are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate reality. We are dependent on that reality. Therefore, that part of us, which is most like Him, that is the real you. We're all trying to find ourselves. I do a lot of kiruv and outreach. I want to find myself. Identity crisis. Who am I? You know who you are? You are the midah of Hashem, which comes most naturally to you. Because that part of you, which is most like Hashem, that is the real you. Everything else is just machinery. But the real you is the hot, strongest midah that you have. So we can use this midah in the marketplace to say, you know what? I am a creative person. I am an emistic person. I am a leadership person. I'm a consistent person. I can use that strongest midah and I can overcome. Because that's who I am. That's my godly midah. That's my Hashemness midah. And that can overcome the rock limitation. The other three categories are spirituality. What is my ruchnius? What is my connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu through my connection to Yiddishkeit? Is it tzedakah? Is it learning? Is it chesed? Is it tefillah? Is it Shabbos? Is it yontif? What is your connection? What is your nislavus in Avodas Hashem? So write that down as Dharmas of Ruchnius. The next section is called accomplishments. Write down, the fifth section is called accomplishments. What have you accomplished? What have you succeeded in so far? And this applies for ourselves and for our spouses and for our children. Tell them what they've accomplished already. And finally, goals. What are your goals? For your children, family, parnasa, write down your goals. This wheel is called the self-esteem wheel. It's called the Gadlus HaAdam wheel. And if we get to know ourselves, we can reconnect with our own Gadlus HaAdam and rekindle our Bechira Chofshis, rekindle our Hachava, that we can achieve greatness for our families, Mitzvah Hashem, in our Avodas Hashem, and also in the marketplace. Thank you for listening. I want to just share with you one thing here.